Welcome to Evening Prayer, Thursday, the 31st of December. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. You laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. To dispel the darkness of our night, you sent forth your Son, the firstborn of all creation, to be the Christ, the light of the world. Rejoicing in the mystery of the Word made flesh, we acclaim him, Emmanuel, as all creation sings to you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and to set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 90. O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another. Before the mountains were brought forth, or the earth and the world were formed, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, "Turn back, O children of earth," for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday, which passes like a watch in the night. You sweep them away like a dream. They fade away suddenly like the grass. And in the morning it is green and flourishes, and in the evening it is dried up and withered. O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. For we consume away all in your displeasure. We are afraid at your wrathful indignation. You have set out misdeeds before you, and our secret sins in the light of your countenance. When you are angry, all your days are gone. Our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 70 years, or if our strength endures even 80. Yet the sum of them is but the labor and sorrow, for they soon pass away, and we are gone. Who regards the power of your wrath and your indignation like those who fear you? So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. Turn again, O Lord. How long will you delay? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us with your loving kindness in the morning, that we may rejoice and be grateful all our days. Give us gladness for the days you have afflicted us, and for the years in which we have seen adversity. Show your servants your works, and let your glory be over their children. May the gracious favor of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper our handiwork. O prosper the work of our hands. O Lord my God, in you I take refuge. Almighty God, our eternal refuge, teach us to live with the knowledge of our death, and to rejoice in the promises of your glory. Reveal to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Let us pray. Our prayer from World Vision Organization. Dear Lord, your word calls us to hunger and thirst for righteousness, a righteousness that leads to compassion for the poor and a renewing of minds. Lead us to this kind of faith that works to make a better world for all your children. Amen. A prayer from CatholicNewsAgency.com. Loving Mother of the Redeemer, Gate of Heaven, Star of the Sea, assist your people who have fallen, yet strive to rise again. To the wonderment of nature you bore your Creator, to remain a virgin after as before. You who receive Gabriel's joyful greeting, have pity on us poor sinners. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, let us pray with confidence, as our Savior taught us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May God, who has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light, bless us and fill us with peace. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.